8:11 on the morning show. It's not snowing yet. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. And let's hope it doesn't. Let's just pretend like it's
a big mistake. Time to move off to the south if you're quick. But yeah, it looks like snow's starting to move in. Heaviest snow ain't going to be until this afternoon. As a matter of fact, they have actually dropped our accumulation somewhat. So we'll talk about that here in a bit. But
good. Good news.
That's right. I'm just a messenger, though. So we have a special guest in studio, Kay Winkleman. Do the honors.
We do. It is all things great in Charles City at the Charles City School District that Thursday for all the information. This week, we are going to be talking about the Charles City Middle School Spring Play. We've got several guests in studio, including Director Lynn Bauer. And we'll get to her first and then introduce our students. Good morning, Lynn. Thank you so much for coming in, and I'm glad you guys came in prior to the snow. So, Charles City Middle School Play, what is the name of it, and what is it about?
We are performing The Enchanted Bookshop by Todd Wallinger, and it's a really fun story, and I'm just going to read the synopsis because
obviously they've done a great job of doing that for us. And it says, during the day, a likely story may look like any other used bookstore, but at night, it's a place where magic happens. That's when the characters inside the books come alive. Six of those characters, Dorothy, Gale, Robin Hood, Pollyanna, Sherlock Holmes, Heidi, and Tom Sawyer, long to help Margie, the scatterbrained owner, save her struggling store. But they're not allowed to leave the building or be seen by human eyes. So when a pair of smugglers comes looking for a stolen necklace hidden inside one of the books, the characters are torn. Should they warn Margie and risk disappearing forever? Or can they find a way to defeat the crooks without being seen? Featuring additional appearances by beloved library characters such as Queen of Hearts, Long John Silver, and Dr. Doolittle. This is a charming comedy that celebrates the joy of reading in a fresh, fun-filled way.
Oh, boy. That sounds like all kinds of fun. Intrigue and everything else.
And it's been super fun to put
on. Awesome. Okay, so let's hit, first of all, the characters. Who's going to go first here? Okay, and you introduce yourself, talk about what grade you're in, and then the character you play.
Okay, so my name is Anna Tutu. I'm in eighth grade in Charles City, of course. And my character, her name is Heidi. She is this German girl who loves books and is very protective over them, by the way. And she can be sassy sometimes, but then she can be really sweet other times, and she could just switch moods super fast. And it's really fun to play her because it's fun to mess around with her accent and to kind of get into the German,
the accent.
Yes, just the German quote-unquote way. I guess, if that makes sense.
Sure, sure. Yeah. That's got to be kind of a challenge.
Yes. It at first, when I was trying out the accent, I had a lot of troubles making sure everyone could understand what I was saying, because either I would go too fast, the accent would be too heavy, something along those lines. And now that I've been practicing more, I feel that everyone can understand me better, and I can do enough of the German accent that people are like, oh, she's German, but also be like, oh, I know what she said.
So I'm going to challenge you here.
Okay.
Give me a line in the German accent.
Okay, let's try this.
Ach du lieber, I don't want my Spein to be groppen schnoppen.
Oh my gosh, that's good. Awesome. Very good.
Thank you.
I love that so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up, we have switch spots here.
Hello, my name is Alexis Ohlendorf, and I play Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer is a schoolboy, and he doesn't really like school. He's really chill, and he doesn't care about other people's opinions, and he just does whatever he likes, pretty much.
Okay. How does he fit in with the other characters?
He's really sassy. And
got some sassy characters.
Yeah. Yes. Everyone else likes to, like, listen to the rules, and I'm just on, like, the outline, like, the sideline part. So it just adds a bunch of, like, different views to, like, the show.
Okay. And you are also in eighth grade?
Yes.
Okay. Is this the first play the middle school has done?
No.
Okay. Is this your first play?
No.
Awesome. So yeah. You guys are well seasoned mm-hmm. on this. Wonderful. Okay. You are up.
Okay. My name's Riley Beatty, and I play a character named Eddie. He is a very not so smart jewel thief, I would say. But
you know, I you wonder about how smart any jewel thief is, but
and like he sometimes thinks he's better than his partner, like even though he's really not. he yells a lot. He likes to yell at his partner a lot. And he gives her a lot of crap because she's not so smart.
So the cohort, the other cohort, jewel thief, is a female.
Yes.
Oh, boy. That's an interesting twist on this. Chris Berg, what do you got for questions?
I just want to know when this is because I want to check this out.
We will be performing at the Trinity Methodist Church down by the YMCA Friday, which is tomorrow, at 7 p.m. and then Saturday at 2 p.m. For admission, you just pay at the door, and adults are $5 and students are $2.
Okay. Lynn, let's have you hop in here. You know, since we are not able to utilize the former middle school stage space anymore, it's been interesting to see the creative uses of spaces in the community. How has this space worked for you for this play?
First of all, we are extremely grateful that we were allowed to use this space because it's becoming harder and harder for the fine arts to perform here in Charles City for different various reasons. And we all understand that and we get that. So I just want to express my thankfulness to the Trinity Church for allowing us to come in because they've been wonderful. But it is a challenge. Every time you have to move all of your sound equipment and your light equipment to a new space, move over props, costumes, there's a lot of man hours that go into that that are extra after your regular rehearsals. And one day we really do hope that we can just have a home to mm-hmm. stay in, because I think these kids are talented and they put in so much hard work, and we would just love to honor them in that way.
Yeah. How is it? I was in drama throughout my whole entire high school career. Miss it and love it so much. So kudos to all of you guys for doing this, because it is such a great experience, and you'll never forget this mm-hmm. of your school years. But so I'm familiar with that. How are set changes then within this space? Because set changes can be tricky.
Yeah, so we had to be really inventive on how to use the church space and make it into a acting stage space. And so that involved really looking at the area, moving some of the platforms around to make a workable space for us, and then bringing in a backdrop that we could utilize so that we could have a place for actors to go behind and how to come on and off. It took a lot of ingenuity and really great people helping us to make that happen. And I'm excited to see the changes that we were able to come to incorporate that in the church space. And I think people will be really impressed with what happened there and will like seeing what we've done.
Well, I know the Trinity Church also has a lot of audience space.
Yes.
There's been some really great events there of mm-hmm. late that have been Charles City School District involved. So it's going to be a perfect place for the audience.
Yes, yes.
And interesting to see how this will all pull together.
I know, we're excited.
Anything else you want the community to know?
Well, with the potential of weather coming, we might have a postponement show for Friday night, and that is if the district school cancels for Friday, that will postpone our Friday show. And I just want viewers to know that are listening, that if the school district cancels Friday, we will only end up doing the one show, matinee show on Saturday, just with different conflicts that we had. And our high school is going to be performing at the church afterwards, so looking at other weekends became tough too. So I also want the snow to stay away.
Yeah. We're all saying, what is up with snowstorms on Thursday anymore? Come on. It's March and we are heading into spring break.
Yes.
And we're done with this. Mm-hmm. But congratulations to all of you. Good luck.
Yes.
I don't want to say break a leg because I have broken my leg and I do not wish that on anyone. So we're skipping that part. But enjoy and congratulations. And thank you so much for all coming in.
Yes, thank you guys too.
Thank you. It's going to be a good show for sure. 821, everybody's favorite topic, weather coming up.